Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Top Spot by Frank Weber. And before we read it, I have a question for you. And the question is this: is winning always worth it? What do you think? Is it worth it to win no matter what? I don't know. Are you ready to read this story with me? Mm-hmm. All right. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Sifu.
Sifu. Sifu? All right. Mommy and Sifu, here we go. The top spot. Get ready. A little ibex was enjoying the afternoon, eating grass and wildflowers. When the biggest ibex challenged him to a duel,
"I challenge you to a duel,"
said the biggest ibex.
Okay, said the little ibex, "but what are we even fighting for?"
"For the top spot,"
replied the biggest ibex.
"But why?"
asked the little ibex.
"Because it is the top spot, of course,"
said the biggest ibex. And what is an ibex? Can you tell me? What do they look like to you?
Little ram.
Yeah, they look like maybe goats or something. Yeah.
Goat.
They're in that family. Yeah. And butted him with his horns. Bang! And the little ibex went flying.
I challenge you to a duel, said another ibex. Do you accept?
But the little ibex did not accept.
I don't think so.
Who could blame him? Instead, he ran off down the mountainside. See you later, alligators. Over the river. Across a vast desert. Look at him go. He said, "I've had enough of that. I'm out of here." Into a dense forest and out the other side. Man, he just took off, didn't he? He jumped over a big hole and then he stopped. In the distance, he spotted a wise-looking mountain goat. Aha, now we're coming down to it. Let's see what this guy says. And so he climbed up the mountain and explained his dilemma. Do you know what a dilemma is?
Mm-mm.
A dilemma is when you're stuck with a problem. It's a big problem and you don't quite know what to do with it.
"It's not fair," said the ibex. "They're all so big and I'm so small."
"What does fair have to do with anything?"
said the kid.
"Huh?"
replied the ibex.
"What makes you special?"
asked the goat.
"What are you good at?"
"Well, I guess I'm good at running,"
said the ibex.
"And I can jump, and I'm small." "I get it," said the ibex suddenly. "I know what to do."
"Do you?"
asked the kid.
"What are you even fighting for?"
"For the top spot, of course," shouted the ibex as he ran off. "Thank you, old wise goat."
"I'm not old,"
yelled the kid. That's funny. He just sounds like an old man, huh?
Mm-hmm. "What's going on? Who was that?"
asked the nanny goat.
"No idea,"
said the kid. Upon his return, the little ibex challenged the biggest ibex.
"I accept,"
said the biggest ibex, and then he charged. The little ibex jumped into a tree, and the biggest ibex chased him
to the top, hopping from branch to branch, but the little ibex was small and light, and the biggest ibex was large and heavy. The branch snapped, the biggest ibex fell down the mountainside, plunk, plunk, plunk. All the large ibexes challenged the little ibex. "I accept," said the little ibex, and then he ran off. And they gave chase. A number of ibexes lost their footing and went tumbling down the mountainside. Plonk, plonk, plonk. One got stuck in a crevice. Do you know what a crevice is?
Like a little hole?
Yep, it's a space. It's kind of like an area wedged between two things. The little ibex hopped over the river, and several ibexes slipped and were washed downstream. He crossed the vast desert, and the other ibexes grew tired. He entered the forest, and when he came out the other side, only a few were still following. And then he jumped over the big hole, and at the last of the other ibexes fell in it. And the little ibex gazed across the hilltops, and he called out, and his words echoed through the valley, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Old wise goat, old wise goat, old wise goat. What's going on? Who said that?" asked the nanny goat, and the little ibex returned and claimed the top spot.
I have the top spot,
said the little ibex. "Oh," said the other ibex. And as we can see, he sat there on the top spot, looking out over all the land, and then realized, there's really nothing to do up there, is there? Mm-mm. No, you just kind of stand there. And that's kind of it. Oh, boy. And then he came down from the top spot and went back over to the other ibexes where I just finished eating like the rest of them were. And that was that. And that is, in fact,
the end. What, and it literally says there.
It just says the end. Because I think it's trying to say something to us. What is it trying to say to us?
The top is winning always worth it.
Yes, is winning always worth it? I'll tell you what I think it's saying. It's saying to me, it's lonely at the top. So don't work so very hard to be at the top. Work so very hard to bring others with you so that you have friends there. And everyone is doing better. And be an encouragement to others so that you aren't alone on that top spot. Mm-hmm. Right? And that, my friends, is for all of you Mountain Goat fans this fall.
Well, no, that's
the top spot. He's an ibex, yes.
What's an ibex?
An ibex is like a goat, and they live on the mountains. They are cloven-footed. And they have horns, and they bounce around. Yep.
They bounce?
They do.
Boing, 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 yeah. Boing, boing, kangaroo, boing, boing,
well,
boing, kangaroo. Kangaroo,
not quite like boing, a kangaroo, boing, but kangaroo. They do, they hop. Well, they don't, not like a bunny. They have the ability to bounce. Need I say more?
No.
The end.
The end.